my heart and my spirit that there's a paradigm shift that is taking place for someone during this moment or days of seeking the face of the Lord, and your testimony shall be full in Jesus' name. By the special grace of God this morning, I'm going to be sharing a series of messages titled Investing in Your Spiritual Growth. Investing in Your Spiritual Growth. This is a series of messages. We'll continue during the midweek service also. I believe in about 4 or 5 sessions, we should be at least sufficiently done. Colossians 2, that's our text. Colossians 2, verse number 6 and 7. Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye. Please notice the word walk ye, or you walk in him. How? Rooted and what? Built up in him. Rooted talks about downward growth. Amen. Amen. And the word built up talks about what? Upward growth. And stabilized. The word stabilize here means to make something firm, to render something sure, to make something strong. Stability. There can be stability if you have not taken root downwards. Amen. Amen. And you are bearing fruit upwards. Amen, somebody. Amen. You must stabilize. Say stabilize, somebody. Stabilize. In the faith. That is your Christian faith. And as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Put your right hand on your chest. Say, Heavenly Father, I receive your word this morning. I declare with faith and authority that I will never be the same. I thank you because your word will meet me at the very point of my needs, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name we pray. One of the things that you and I need to do is we need to learn how to make the right kind of investments. That is a skill, that is an ability that you have to acquire. You know, I discovered that we invest in various areas of life, or we make investments in various aspects of our life. We invest in our finances, we invest in our career, we invest in our relationships, we invest in families, and there's nothing wrong about that. That is very good, that is very important. But one area of our lives that we don't pay a lot of attention to is making worthwhile investments into our spiritual growth. People put a lot of emphasis today on professional growth, which is brilliant, business growth, career growth, family growth, fantastic. But one very important area of our life that you must not forget, at least if you're a child of God, is that you must make worthwhile investment into your spiritual growth, or in your spiritual growth. I want to ask you a question this morning. What kind of investment are you putting in place with regards to your spiritual growth for this year? What plans do you have in place for your spiritual growth? Are you planning anything at all? Are you planning to invest hugely? Are you planning to invest heavily? Or you don't have any plans for your spiritual growth? It's important for us to realize from this text scripture that one of the very important things that must occupy your mind after your born-again experience is your spiritual growth. The Bible says to us in this text that we read, Colossians 2, 6 and 7, it says, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, that's the beginning, your salvation experience. It says the next thing you must focus on is your walk. Amen, somebody. Amen. Now, it says W-A-L-K. Say walk, somebody. Walk. It is not talking about W-O-R-K. It's talking about your walk with him. Actually, I did a study. That word walk actually means how you deport yourself, how you conduct yourself. It also means to live. You see, you can have a relationship with Jesus. It's another thing entirely whether that relationship is living, amen, somebody, or active. Now, what will make that relationship living or active is the kind of investments, rather, that you put into your relationship with Jesus. That's why he says the process of walking in him will bring about, verse 7, rooted. Don't say rooted. That is downward growth and what? Built up. Upward growth. You see the progression. Downward growth before what? Upward growth. And we give you stability. The Bible says in 2 Kings 19, verse 30, Isaiah 37, verse 31, it says, "And the remnant that is escaped out of the tribe of Judah shall take root downwards before growing what? Upwards." It's important for you to realize that your spiritual growth is of great importance. Now, when we say, I think it's important, lest I forget, to define some terms or terminology. By the way, the word investing is from the word invest, and it's a business of financial terminology. Amen, somebody. I mean, people are into the world of investing. We know what invest or investing is all about. But simply put, in the layman's language, what is investing? The word invest means to put money, effort, time, etc. To put money, effort, time, etc. That is, I can put other things apart from that, into something to make a profit. To make a profit or to get an advantage. That's the essence of any kind of investment. You want to make a profit. You want to get an advantage. The word invest also means to put money into financial schemes, shares, property, or a commercial venture with the expectation of achieving a profit. There's so much talk today about a man by the name of, Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is one of the richest men in the world. I think he's probably number 3 or 4. He's going to be 90 this year. He's referred to as the Oracle of Omaha. He lives in a place in America called Omaha, Nebraska. Amen, somebody. Amen. This man is regarded perhaps as one of the most successful investors of all times. This man knows about investing. Amen, somebody. Amen. And he has been able to make a huge profit or get an advantage out of investing. Now, that is what I'm talking about. The investments you are going to make into your spiritual life will ultimately profit you to make you a better believer, better Christian. And that is the kind of thing we are talking about. You need to begin to have plans for your spiritual growth. You need to begin to put resources. You need to have the time, energy, effort that you are going to put into your spiritual growth this year. Can I have a name in the house? Amen. Now, what is spiritual growth? Spiritual growth is the advancement, progress, and development of your spiritual life. The advancement, progress, and development of what? Your spiritual life. You have a spiritual life. That spiritual life, if it's not going to die, must be nourished and nurtured. You know, you also have what we call a physical or a biological life. Amen? You receive eternal life. Three kinds of life: bios, life, spiritual life, eternal life. Now, eternal life that you receive from God was what made you to be alive to God. Because Ephesians 2 verse 1 says, "We were dead in sins and trespasses, but we have been quickened together." Amen, somebody. Amen. I said amen, somebody. So your spiritual growth is what? The advancement, the what? Progress, and what? Develop. You need to grow spiritually. Amen. Amen. That's another meaning. The word spiritual growth means growing up spiritually. People grow up physically. People grow up career-wise. People grow up professionally. You also need to grow spiritually. Ask your neighbor, say, are you growing spiritually? Now, when you grow spiritually, the objective is to become more and more like Christ. That's the goal. Amen, somebody. Amen. Ephesians 4, verse 15. The Bible says, speaking the truth in love, we may grow up. Say, grow up, somebody. Tap it over, say, it's time to grow up. Unto what? I mean, into him. That is Christ. In how many things? That means in terms of your character, in terms of your demeanor, in terms of your way of life, in terms of your disposition, you should resemble and look like Christ. Ask your neighbor, do you look like Christ? Ladies and gentlemen, that is what spiritual growth is all about. And it's a journey. It's a journey. It's a journey. And it's something you must make investment into. It doesn't happen without making quality investment. You need to have plans. Ask your neighbor, say, what are your plans this year? For your spiritual growth. You know, people have plans. I want to make it. I want to get married. I want to write these exams. I want to do this. Beautiful. What are your plans for your spiritual growth this year? The essence of this message is to share with us the things that can help us to put the right kind of investment. Say, right kind of investment. I hope you know there are all kinds of investment. There is a downward kind of investment. There's an upward kind of investment. I'm talking about upward investment. I'm talking about investment that will profit, that will make you a better Christian, make you a better believer, change your life, change your story. Can I have an amen in the house? Amen. That's what we are talking about. And today we are just laying a foundation. I want to go a step ahead. I want to share with you about 12 major important truths that you must know about your spiritual growth. 12 major truths about investing in your spiritual growth. If you are ready, say amen. Amen. The first one is this. Investing in your spiritual growth is one of the best things that you can ever do for yourself as a child of God. I say it again. One of the best kind of investment that you can make as a Christian, as a child of God, is investing into your spiritual growth. You know why that is so? The reason that is so is because investing in your spiritual growth will actually help you to be a better, a stronger believer. So at the end of the day, it's going to fortify, say fortify, and strengthen you. You know, the Bible was saying in Ephesians 3 verse 17, it says that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. It now says, being rooted and grounded in love. Who is love, by the way? God is love. Amen, somebody. 1 John 4 verse 16, the Bible says God is love. Stop it and say God is love. So you can put God there. If you're going to be rooted and grounded in God, you need to understand that. That's why you need to invest. Tap your neighbor and say, investing in your spiritual life is the best thing that you can ever do for yourself. Ask your neighbor, do you love yourself? I don't think anybody hates himself or herself. If you really love yourself as a child of God, you will invest in your spiritual life. You invest in your spiritual growth. There were two sisters in the Bible. Many of us know them, Martha and Mary. They were followers of Jesus, supporters of his ministry. You see the story in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. The Bible says it was Martha that invited Jesus into their house. But the person that sat, say sat somebody, at the feet of Jesus was Mary. Now, who was getting the full benefit? It was Mary. You see, Martha was concerned about serving food. Amen, somebody. Mary was concerned about sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now, you will see that she made a better choice. In fact, Jesus said, he says, you have made what? It says one thing is what? Needful. Luke chapter 10, I think verse, is it verse? Okay, verse 42, thank you. One thing is what? Tap it and say one thing is needful. It's telling you one thing is important. You know, priorities are very important. How you set your priorities. At times people have gotten their priorities all messed up and wrong. Your priority. Listen, Martha was focusing on the wrong thing. Divided focus is not good. Amen, somebody? Amen. Anything that divides your attention will not help you to, I mean, you will not get anything good out of it. So tap your neighbor. Say, investing in your spiritual growth is one of the best things that you can do for yourself. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. He didn't say man shall not live by bread, but he said man shall not live by what? Bread alone. You need bread. You need food. But listen, in your scale of preference, in your priority list, where does God stand? Or where have you put your spiritual growth? That's why Job said in Job 23 verse 12, he says, I've not gone away from the commandments of his life. I have esteemed the words of his mouth to me more than my necessary food. Which one have you equated, or have you placed on a higher scale of pedestal? Have you put God's word at a higher pedestal than the words of men? Amen, somebody. Amen. Or natural or mundane things. So tell your neighbor, say, one of the best kind of investments that you can ever make is to invest in your spiritual growth. That is it. Listen to me. This is a very important. Many people don't know what I'm talking. You see, if you don't get this, if you don't set this as a priority, you can't grow spiritually. Because if you keep evaluating the mundane, the physical things of this world more than your spiritual growth and progress, you'll be stagnated and you will not accomplish much with your Christianity. Can I have an amen in the house? Amen. If you understood what I said, say, I hear, sir. Let me run because of time. Number two, we are talking about fundamental truths you must know. These are things you must understand about investing in your spiritual growth. Number two, investing in your spiritual growth is a deliberate and intentional act. Deliberate. Listen, it's something you have to do intentionally. Glory be to God. You know, I know in a measure, in a way, somebody can invest on your behalf, but ultimately, you still have a part to play. Like they say, you can lead a horse to what? To the river. But the horse will still have to what? Drink water. There's an Irish proverb that says that it doesn't matter how tall your grandfather is. You have to do your own growing yourself. So look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor. Say, you need to take responsibility for your spiritual growth. Listen, you have to be deliberate. Spiritual growth does not happen by accident. You have to be deliberate. You need to make quality investment. Spend time. Spending time with God is one of the ways by which you invest in your spiritual growth. Amen, somebody? You know, many people don't know. Hearing the word of God is not a waste of time. You are investing into your spiritual growth. Coming to church is not a waste of time. You are investing in your spiritual growth. Amen? Amen. I said, amen, oh. Amen. Daniel 1 verse 8, the Bible says, Daniel proposed in his heart, amen, amen, that he was not going to what? Defile himself with the portion of the king's wine or the meat that he drank with. If you have not proposed in your heart, the word purpose talks about being intentional. Amen, somebody? The Bible was speaking in Acts 11:23. Paul was encouraging the Christians at Antioch. He says, with purpose of heart, you will cleave unto God. Look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor this question. Have you made up your mind to grow spiritually? You have to be deliberate about it. You got to be deliberate. Let me ask you a question. If somebody is hungry and the person does not eat, will the person be filled? No, you got to be, that's a, you go to the place where you can get food. That's how you satisfy your what? Your quest or your hunger. If you don't go to where you can be fed, there's no way your quest or your hunger will be satisfied. So tell your neighbor, say, be deliberate. Be deliberate about the investments you are making. Be deliberate. Choose your investments wisely concerning your spiritual growth. Invest heavily. Invest heavily. Say heavily, somebody. Heavily. That's wrong because of time. Number three, we're looking at truths you must understand about investing in your spiritual growth. Investing in your spiritual growth, this was very important, requires discipline and patience. let me say this. If you are in a hurry, you will not get the benefits of investment. I was telling you before now about Warren Buffett. He's going to be 90 this year. I was reading an article on him. He had started investing since age 11. Amen, somebody. His net worth, it's almost about $90 billion now. Now, he didn't start investing yesterday. Amen, somebody. And you see, that's what happens. If you want to reap the benefits of investing in your spiritual life, you need to know that you must be patient. Say patient. And it needs discipline. Discipline simply means that you are part of one menu of discipline that I love is that doing things that you don't like to do so that you can become what you want to become. If you ask any serious-minded athlete, they will tell you waking up is not easy. Waking up early, going to the gym, going to the, you know, stadium to work out is painful, it's stressful. But what they get at the end of the day cannot be compared with the pain. So tell your neighbor, say, be ready. Most of the time, many of us are too much in a hurry. God said this to me some years ago. He said, when you start growing spiritually, in the initial beginning or initial stages, your progress may not be evident. In fact, it might not show to you that you are really growing. But listen to this. Keep at it. Say, keep at it, somebody. You know what happens? After a while, your progress will begin to show to yourself. And after a while, others around you begin to see the progress you are making. So tell your neighbor, say, spiritual growth takes time. So let's be disciplined enough. Invest. Tap it and say, invest. That's why if you look at most investment, it really has investment is to generate a profit in the future. Most investments has to do with long-term view. Amen, somebody. So don't be discouraged. Stop and say, don't be discouraged. Whatever you're going through right now, say, I'm investing in my spiritual life. Let me say this to you. When I started investing in my spiritual life, my progress was not evident. Not evident to me, not evident to people around me, but God kept me on the track. So Tabitha will say, be focused. It takes patience to bring forth fruits. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes what? Patience. Somebody said some years ago, he said it takes about 20 years to become an overnight success. You know, people get it all wrong now. People want to hammer. Amen, somebody. And I said, if you hammer, amen. You know what hammer is? Amen, somebody. I don't understand that. Well, I don't even know why they use the word hammer. Amen, somebody. Do you know what hammer is? Hammer is a destructive thing most of the time. Used to remove things. Amen, somebody. I mean, real prosperity takes time. Amen, somebody. If you're going to grow spiritually, you got to give it diligence, discipline, and what? Patience. Luke 21, verse 19, it says, in your patience, you will possess a higher life, says one translation. In your patience, you will what? Possess a higher life. So tap your neighbor, say, keep working at it. You know, somebody said, I want to lose weight. Probably you are 400 pounds now. Amen, somebody. Or 250 kg. Amen, somebody. There's a reality program. I can't remember of the channels that you see somebody, my 600 pound story, and they will show the journey of how the person went from 600 to like 200 or 150 pounds. At times, it's a struggle. There was one lady, she couldn't come out of her house. Amen, somebody. That's how bad things were. A lot of discouragement, but she kept at it. She kept at it, somebody. After 6-9 months, she was looking a new self, a different person. So tell your neighbor, say, keep working at your spiritual growth. Tap him, say, keep investing, keep investing, keep investing. Then number four, I will stop on this. The fourth thing you need to understand about investing in your spiritual growth is that it compounds in value with time. That's what we call the principle of compound interest. I don't know what I'm talking about. Principle of compound interest. It's like, so say it in a layman's language, compound interest, like reinvesting interest back instead of paying it out. Instead of taking the interest, you put it back upon the principal. You put it back and back and back. What it does is that it compounds. The value of what you get at the end of the day is greater than taking the payout. Amen? Amen. That's what happens when you invest in yours. You see, it compounds in value. It compounds in value. That's why I want to say to somebody in the house this morning, don't stop working at it. Stop it and say, keep working at it. The Bible says in Jude 1:20, but you beloved, building up. Someone say building up. Okay, you say building up. It didn't say build. It didn't say built. It said what? Building up. What? Yourself. How? Most holy faith. Doing what? Notice it didn't say prayed in the Holy Spirit or pray. He said what? Praying. You see, the building up goes on as you pray, or you are praying rather. Amen, somebody? Amen. There's a development. Amen, somebody? Amen. There's a growth. But you have to keep at it. Amen? Amen? Ladies and gentlemen, investing in your spiritual growth compounds with, it compounds in value with time. It gets better and better and better and better with time. That's why I tell somebody, if you have been investing in your spiritual growth and all of a sudden you take a back seat approach or you relax, if care is not taken, somebody that you probably that met you or you met there may overtake you. Amen, somebody. Amen. So look at your neighbor, say, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. The value, in fact, you get better, you get stronger with time. I have discovered that the fruits and the dividends that comes into your life is second to none. It's second to none. That's why Paul was writing to Timothy, 1 Timothy 4 verse 15. He says, meditate on these things. Meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to them. Why? So that your profiting can appear. It takes a while for profiting to show. But if you keep meditating, if you keep giving yourself wholly, say wholly, somebody. Holy means totally, completely. Keep working at it. I can tell you this, that if you will keep working and keep investing in your spiritual growth, the value of your spiritual life, the value of, your worth in terms of who you are as a believer, in terms of walking in the full privileges of what Christ made available for you, we get better and better in Jesus' name. And I see this year, giants emerging. Giants of the faith emerging from this, mountain in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say better, amen. I want you to rise up on your feet this morning. This is where I'm going to draw the curtains here for the first service. Lift up your two ways to heaven. I want you to pray this prayer. I want you to pray with the whole of your heart. Say, Heavenly Father. Come on, say it like, say, Heavenly Father. This year, help me. Help me to know you better. Help me to know you more. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.